This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Monday. It's the week of an inauguration and a brand new president. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, everybody. I'm Scott Henin. This feels pretty good. Feels like we're on the cusp of a major change. We spent the better part of the last 2 years talking about, wishing for, frustrated, wanting things to change. And here we are on the week where it's about to happen. What do you think of that? Coming up on the program today, we're going to talk with the executive director of the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Bismarck in our effort to give you lots of choices to consider for your donations for Giving Hearts Day, the most generous day in North Dakota every year. This year, February 9th. Be here before you know it. ImpactGiveBack.org, and there's a Giving Hearts Day website. We'll tell you all about that. Alex Stern Foundation, Dakota Medical Foundation, Impact Foundation, all coming together. This is really I love this day. It's a big, big day. So anyway, we'll tell you about that. Chris Berg will be around, host of a program called Point of View with Chris Berg that you watch on KX4 in eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota and West Dakota Fox. For Western North Dakota, how'd I do, Todd? Todd's right there making sure I'm saying
that right.
Am I
your teacher today here?
Yes.
Hey, if you're going to be on, you get it right. Otherwise, if people don't catch it, can't blame me.
Todd is the hall monitor.
You got it.
He's the hall monitor.
I'm the guy who gets the phone calls, hey, you guys are saying our name wrong. I'm saying it right.
Yeah. You're
always kill the messenger, right?
Kelly Schmidt will be here. She's a North Dakota State Treasurer. Some surprise news to her recently that the legislature was considering eliminating the state treasurer. They actually proposed a state law that would eliminate the state treasurer's office. So we're going to chat with Kelly. She'll be with us in studio today on What's on Your Mind. So what's on your mind? That's our question for you today. Let's get to it. How do you join us and weigh in? Pretty simple. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. You can text me, 701-367-2054. Those numbers are text only. All right? 701-367-2054 for me. For Todd, 701-226-8503. Have you followed any of this dust-up between Donald Trump and John Lewis? John Lewis is a member of Congress with a rich history of fighting for civil rights in this country. He is a revered figure of sorts. Now, I am not of the opinion that if you do something good in this world, that you are forever beyond any kind of criticism. But there's this weird thing in the media, this weird thing in politics, sort of like John McCain. John McCain is as rock solid a war hero as you can find out there. I mean, when you know John McCain's story, you know that because his father was an officer, he had the ability when he was captured to be released. He wouldn't do it. He stayed with his fellow prisoners. He was tortured and suffers from those injuries to this day. He's a war hero. Now he's a U.S. senator, and he has some good political ideas and some not-so-good political ideas. Former presidential candidate that didn't fare so well. Is John McCain, because of his war service, because of his hero status, now beyond reproach? Is John Lewis, because of his status as a civil rights leader decades ago now, as a member of Congress from a district in Georgia, It's not doing all that well, I might add. Is he beyond reproach? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. And it's always fun to watch the media play this game. They love it. Here's my question. Should Donald Trump engage? And do you want Donald Trump to continue to engage his critics to the degree that he is now as president-elect or as he did as candidate? I'm not so sure, even though I believe John Lewis deserves everything he's gotten from Donald Trump, which is just you know, words. It isn't like we're talking about anything that was over the top or whatever. I'm trying to find the actual tweets that came out from Donald Trump towards John Lewis. And, you know, it's just very Trump-esque. I don't see anything in there that's anything else. I am of the opinion, and this is where I'm anticipating some criticism today, and I'm welcoming it from our audience. I'm of the opinion as president, I'd dial that back. I mean, if somebody's so over the top, I love the fact that Twitter allows the president, soon to be president, to bypass the media. I really do. I like it a lot. And I think he ought to use it. But as far as specific attacks, if you will, or counterpunches, and you notice he always counterpunches. Rarely does Donald Trump throw a punch first. But I would keep it sort of broad. You know, he put out a tweet over the weekend that said, the Democrats are most angry that so many Obama Democrats voted for me. With all of the jobs I'm bringing back to our nation, bad number. See, that's kind of a broader one. But here's what he said specifically at John Lewis. Congressman John Lewis should finally focus on the burning and crime-infested inner cities of the U.S. I can use all the help I can get. Congressman John Lewis should spend more time on fixing and helping his district, which is in horrible shape and falling apart. Not to mention crime-infested, rather than complaining about the election results. All talk, 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 no action or results. Sad. Now, that one received probably the most pushback, mostly because they instantly jumped to the fact they're saying that Donald Trump is saying Congressman John Lewis is all talk, 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 no action, and here's a guy that did all these things to fight for civil rights. He wasn't talking about that. He's talking about specifically all this talk about the help you can bring, the things you can do. Help your district. It's in horrible shape. It's falling apart. All talk, no. He was talking about what he's suggesting that he do. Rather than complain about the election results that are what they are, go to work. But I still say, I don't know if I'd go there. I don't know if I'd go there. As president, what he's done to this date, I wouldn't change one darn thing. I really wouldn't. Why would you? The guy's been perfectly successful. So, kind of curious what you think. On whether you think, here's the question as succinctly as I'm able. Should Donald Trump alter his engagement, is the word I'm going to use. You could use tweaks, engagement of critics. As president, should he continue to do everything that he has in the way of calling out critics as president? Or should he dial that back a little bit? Not sure he needs the fight. And the media hates the guy. They hate the guy. I love the fact that he bugs them. But a couple things that are noodling around my head on Inauguration Week, and I want to know if you agree or disagree. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. Or you can text Todd or I and email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Another Inauguration Week question. Name the one thing you're most looking forward to. What one thing with this change that we have talked about for so long is is going to be the thing. You're just going to sit back, soak in, and love every minute of it. The one thing you're most looking forward to changing with President Donald Trump. A lot of action on this question on Facebook already this morning. Honesty and no bull, says Carol. Leah says liberal tears. Can you imagine all these people that are saying, I'm not going to go to the inaugural because I don't like him? If Hillary Clinton were being inaugurated later this week and Republicans were doing that, can you imagine the hue and cry? Stephanie says repealing Obamacare. That's a good one. Liz says getting this country back on track. Jason says the DAPL protest being over with. Anthony says the end of liberal policies. Leon says just the simple fact that he is shaking up Washington. Paul says getting rid of the liberal gunk. They need several massive front loaders to get rid of all that bunk. Laurel says the press getting their butts spanked. She touches on mine. I love that. What's yours? Tell me.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
It's back, the famous 20th annual ATI Gumbo Cook-Off in Dickinson, Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6. Mark your calendar, get your tickets now. MBI Energy Services would like to welcome you to the ATI Gumbo Cook-Off. The cooking begins at 11:30. The public tasting and testing starts at 6:30, live entertainment at 8:30. Tickets are only $10 and all proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the Bayou at the Motel 6, Saturday, February 18th in Dickinson.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On your mind? I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Calls, questions, comments, and welcome. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind today? Inauguration week. Does it feel a little different? It does to me. I mean, I know it's a holiday today with Martin Luther King. The holiday. Once again, kids are out of school when they could be in school learning about Martin Luther King. Wouldn't that be nice?
Amen.
What, One day we'll get that figured out. Veterans Day.
If ever there was a teaching moment, this is it.
Yeah. Well, you know, Veterans Day. We're going to go to school, and all we're going to do is hear from, meet, talk about, learn about veterans. Martin Luther King, hey, it's Martin Luther King Day. Let's throw the, you know, why we have a day off. Close banks, federal offices, you know. I think you can learn so much more.
By the way, Bismarck, they are having school, but they weren't going to be. It's making up for being off December 6th at the storm.
Pretty cool. Hey, North Dakota Oil Can has a great Facebook page, website, too. A lot of good information there. And Thursday last week, they had a cute photo up I meant to mention, actually. Throwback Thursday. To a first for the Williston Basin, an all-woman, all-female geologist crew on the oil field seen in 1979. Neat story about it. By the way, there's a bright future for women in the industry right here, right now. But this was 1979. So neat little story that you can check out at North Dakota Oil Can. And that post, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. A few texts are in. Lewis is a dunce, says this texter. Todd, can you play the clip that caused this dust-up between Donald Trump and John Lewis? Here he is in an interview. What I read you earlier from Donald Trump, his tweets were in response to this. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
You have forged relationships with many presidents. Do you plan on trying to forge a relationship with Donald Trump?
You know, I believe in forgiveness. I believe in trying to work with people. It's going to be hard. It's going to be very difficult. I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
You do not consider him a legitimate president. Why is that?
I think the Russians participated and helping this man get elected, mm-hmm. and they helped destroy the candidacy of Hillary Clinton. I don't plan to attend inauguration. It will be the first one that I miss since I've been in the Congress. You cannot be at home with something that you feel that is wrong.
That's going to send a big message to a lot of people in this country that you don't believe he's a legitimate president.
I think there was a conspiracy on the part of the Russians and others to help him get elected. That's not right. That's not fair. That's not the open democratic process.
I feel, you know, how do you go through life? Look, I don't doubt he deserves all the accolades he gets for his fortitude in the civil rights movement. But I sit there and listen to him and think, how bright is this guy? There's no evidence to suggest the outcome of the election was changed in any way, shape, or form, even at the time there were attempts at hacks. And if I'm John Lewis, when he talks about how this damaged Hillary Clinton, nobody's disputed the accuracy of any of this stuff. So if you're mad, be mad that this stuff was being said. If I were John Lewis, I'd be mad at what was being said about African Americans. I'd be mad at John Podesta. I'd be mad at the Clinton camp. But did anybody else catch, you know, I'm a forgiving person. But it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. Then I jump right to, I'm not going to the inaugural. So basically, I'm not going to try because I'm going to choose to believe all this stuff. What do you make of that, folks? When you hear that, what do you think? Texter, it's painfully obvious to me Congressman Lewis is a white man hating, bigoted racist. Well, he sure is going out of his way to say he's not going to be what he says he is, a forgiving person. even if he believed all that. I don't know. Another texter, a lot of people who are complaining about Trump using Twitter to answer his critics are the same ones who were okay with Obama using the IRS, EPA, FBI to answer his. Think about that. I don't complain about Trump using Twitter. I wouldn't engage critics. In other words, John Lewis saying what he said, which Chuck Todd's egging him on, it's the media, they're loving this, this is going to be a big deal, would be a lot less of a story, would have had a lot less legs had Donald Trump not said, hey, why don't you worry about your own town? Why don't you worry about your district? He gave it fuel. I wouldn't do that. I'm not suggesting he doesn't have the right, but I wouldn't do that. Another texter says, Scott, I'm fine with President-elect Trump defending himself, especially when the left and the media are continuing efforts to smear him on being elected fairly. I do agree with you, though. He probably doesn't need to drag some of these scuffles out as long as he does. Response to your other question, most looking forward to not having to listen to that snake Obama blather anymore. Oh, trust me, you're going to have to listen to him. He's not going anywhere. No, sorry, it won't happen. Dexter, he needs to keep doing what he's doing. If he had a D behind his name, the media would love what he's doing. They'd be having a grand old time with this. Donald was saying Obama wasn't born in the U.S. all the way to 2016, same as illegitimate. Well, yeah, I mean, I see a version of that. I don't remember when he said, hey, I've got the birth certificate, it's over. Was that 2016? I think that was a little bit before that. I think that was prior to his being running for president. So it might have been sooner than 2016, but I take your point. Some people have drawn parallels there. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Great comments on Facebook and also by text today. I read earlier the comment of one of the listeners on the media. That's definitely mine. Story over the weekend about, did you guys see this, about the White House press corps potentially being moved out of the White House? Forget where that came up, but interview, I think, with Ryan Spreeus, the chief of staff. And they would go, you know, 50 feet over to the old executive office building. I think called the Eisenhower Executive Office Building, now the EEOB. And did you see this, Don, on the press being moved?
No.
Talking about moving them. Now, the reason they're talking about moving them is because there's 47 seats currently in the White House briefing room, which is in the West Wing. And if they go over to this auditorium, there's like three times as many seats. But, of course, what's it being spun as? You're kicking the press out of the West Wing! That's what they're saying.
Spin.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol June. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørhamma. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Just texted that they're trying to call and they get put on hold and then nobody talks to them, Manny. So I don't know if we have a phone issue going on today here or what, but I'll leave that to the great Manny, who is our engineer, when you call on the What's on Your Mind, that will ask you, what is your name? What town are you calling from? What's on your mind? And put you in queue to chat with us live on the air. So I guess that makes sense, since I'm not talked to any of you yet. I've been talking to you by text and by Facebook, and Todd and I have been talking, but so some kind of an issue there with the call-in line. So let me know if you would, Manny, when you figure out what the heck is going on. 800-228-0550. I guess you'll put it on hold for a little while there, and then you get a chance to weigh in. Anything else on your mind, let us know. Todd, did you see the story about the Ringling Brothers folding up after 146
yes.
years? Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know why they're shutting down?
Let me guess, for the mistreating elephants and stuff, or
yeah, that kind of did them in. Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been battling animal rights activists in very costly court skirmishes. Yeah, and. And, of course, PETA has been battling them in the court of public opinion as well. Long crusaded against animal treatment. And here's what they said in response to this news. The story says, I'm looking at USA Today here. Animal rights activists claimed a major victory Sunday after Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus said it would halt the show in May after 146 years. The move comes as circuses have struggled with declining attendance and social pressure brought to bear by activists who argued the animals were sometimes poorly treated. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey circuses removed elephants from their performances last May, and the company said ticket sales then dropped dramatically. All other animal circuses, roadside zoos, and wild animal exhibitors, including marine amusement parks like SeaWorld, Miami Seaquarium, must take note, the animal activist said.
Well, SeaWorld's not doing the killer whale thing anymore now.
Society has changed. Eyes have been opened. People know now who these animals are, and we know it is wrong to capture and exploit them. People now know who these animals are. Did they have a chat with them? How did they?
I was going to say, I guess they didn't know before, right? What does that mean?
They look the elephant in the eye and say, "Now, oh, okay, you don't like it being on the road. You don't. You like it better when you could be consumed by wild beasts in the
exactly. I'm not getting it either.
Yeah. You know what is amazing to me? There's people that get up every day and make it their life's issue to not have a circus, to not have a Sea World. Okay? This is what consumes them. And those same people utter but not a peep as it pertains to the ending of innocent life right here in North Dakota. I don't even have to take this issue to some circus in San Francisco. People that support this, that want SeaWorld closed, that are paralyzed, unable to do anything because of an elephant in a circus that will not lift a finger to stop the ending of innocent human life. So I guess spike the football in the end zone, but take on an issue that does not require a conversation with an elephant to know how these animals are. And take a look at a child whose science tells us everything about that child was decided at conception. How many hairs on their head, color of their eyes, you know, every one of their personality traits decided at the moment of conception. Tell me you think it's a good idea to end that. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. It really doesn't. It's too bad. Todd, are you familiar with whoop rash?
No.
Someone has posted on Facebook a photo of a can of whoop rash.
Not whoop,
No, this is whoop rash.
Whoop rash.
Whoop rash, yeah. This is being suggested by Joel, one of our listeners. If you still have election rash, this will help soothe the burn. Right here. And it says it has new and improved liberal strength to it. Can of whoop rash. Election edition. Yeah. There you go. I like it.
Now, something tells me this bank of calls, none of them are calling about that, but...
Yeah, well, I don't see any of them, so I don't know if I'm not getting the calls or what's going on.
Oh, well, yeah, you got five people waiting for you.
Somebody said they were on hold for a long time, so I don't, you know, do you want to serve them up here and we'll get going? Just tell me who I'm talking to. All right, Robert and Killdeer on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Robert, what's on your mind?
Not too much. I almost forgot about what I was talking.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Originally talked to you about.
I forgot what I asked. So yeah, we're in this together.
Well, I wanted to talk about the press a little bit in the media that we have all this false information coming about at the press, and then I thought about the way Donald Trump treated CNN, and I thought, you know what we really should do is have the press pass that the press has to be able to get in to see, you know, the White House press, that if they are somehow gauged in a way that if they're dishonest, then they lose points and eventually they lose their press privileges and aren't even allowed to come. And of course, I hesitate to even say something like that because, you know, if we ever had the Democrats in power again, they would probably abuse that and we would be treading on our First Amendment rights again. But it just seems like there should be some way of holding them accountable, monetarily, financially, you know, some way to curb them in going and trying to do everything they can to destroy somebody. It's their job to report the news and report it accurately.
So, yeah, well, how would you do that? How would you do that? I mean, with some sort of media monitor, right? I mean,
yeah. You know, the problem is we really couldn't do it. You know, our country was founded on Christian principles and honesty and things like that, and things have gotten so corrupt that even to try to do something like that would probably get corrupted and to the point where it would be affecting our First Amendment rights. But it would just be nice if, you know, we had something in place, or actually that our media was, you know, honest, that they would report honestly. So... But that was my thought as I was sitting here waiting to talk to you on hold. I had the thought later that, you know, it probably would go poorly because it would just be abused and it would just make things worse, not better. So, but that's what was on my mind this morning, thinking about Donald Trump and how the media's at every turn is trying to make him look bad and do everything they can to discredit his presidency. You know, they're holding on to their last straw of the Russians, you know, and trying to say that they're the ones that threw the election. I don't care what the Russians did. I had already made up my mind before I ever even heard anything about the Russians or anything that Hillary was doing. And I hope Donald Trump will take a hard look at really looking at what Hillary did.
Yeah, I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired of this story. I want to just throw up. It's another reason why the media is just ridiculous. I mean, the idea, first of all, okay, we're getting to the bottom of whether they hacked or not. If they did hack, that's not a reason for calling into question the legitimacy of the election. It's a reason to say, Barack Obama, you have overseen yet another disaster, and that is that the Russians can hack an entity in the United States of America. That is a Barack Obama administration failure, another foreign country meddling in the United States. Now, number one. Number two, they didn't hack the Republican National Committee. They hacked the Democratic National Committee. Failure of them. Number two, what was in the actual emails that we're getting? I mean, they revealed information that the Democrats and Hillary Clinton didn't want us to know that we now know. That's transparency. That's not an illegitimate election. I mean, there's a million angles on this thing that are just insane. Not to mention we don't even know if it's accurate, if it's true, or any of that. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Crazy.
Well, keep up the good work and stimulate our thoughts and conversations, and I'll keep listening.
Thank you, Robert. That's something we try to do often here, and we appreciate when you engage in it as well. The media is my number one. The media totally losing their way, totally having, their way. That's what I'm so excited about. Even this idea of them moving from the West Wing because there's more people that want to cover the Trump White House, including talk radio. Why would talk radio bother in the Obama administration? I didn't go there once. I was at the White House a number of times, including to the Oval Office twice with George W. Bush, because he respected talk radio enough to want to know our opinions and want to know what you were saying. Obama administration didn't. Well, they want to cover the Trump administration so they find more space. What's that mean? They're kicking them out of the West Wing. No, they're kicking you off your high horse. You don't own the truth. In fact, you mess it up often. Michelle in Columbus, find out what's on your mind. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Trump has a good record being technically correct. I don't worry when he gets a little beyond himself anymore, because when he gets his way, he mellows out pretty quick. So just watch. When he moves on to the next thing without too much in the way of thank yous. Pretty cool, because, you know, being right, that's just what you got to do.
Interesting take, Michelle. You're right. He does. I mean, they can pick apart dumb things, but they can't pick apart the truth. I liked your term, technically right. Thanks, Michelle. Appreciate that. All right, let's see who is next here. Fergus Falls, Minnesota. There's God's country of Otter Tail. In fact, I bumped into Brent and Laurel Nelson yesterday from Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. Two great patriots there. So, Bob, your call made me think of them and bumping into them yesterday. What's on your mind?
Well, Scott, I tried to articulate last week. I called in. You said to call back about, a lot of time is spent on...
I want to give you more time to articulate it, Bob, so just hang on. We're up against the break here, so stay tuned.
Okay.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice and savings at the pump every day. Head on into the store and take advantage of some great specials all month long. Godiva chocolate bars, I can't say no, 89 cents each. King size Milky Way, Snickers, Twix, and M&M's, 89 cents each. The Kellogg's protein bars, $1.09 each. And the Deli Express smoked ham, cheese, chuck wagon, chicken, and Swiss, $1.99 each. Great sandwiches. And, of course, all day, every day. The PetroServe USA Famous Special, four items for $4. Hot Stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two cookies. Those great homemade cookies at PetroServe USA. Four items for $4 all day, every day. The best buys in apparel anywhere and so much more. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Find them in Bismarck, Mandan, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, too, Dilworth, Bemidji, up to Grafton, and Valley, Darien, Grand Forks. East Grand Forks is part of the PetroServe USA family, too, now.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Driver error is the cause of more than 97% of weather-related vehicle crashes. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator Terry Weaver discussing two courses that can improve driving skills and help prevent crashes.
We offer defensive driving courses of all types across the state. We have our basic DDC 4, which is defensive driving course. It's a 4-hour course for any age group, 14 to 99 if you're still driving. It's good for the insurance discount. It's good for a point reduction. But it's some really good information that people can walk away with just as a reminder if you're a seasoned driver. It's just good reminders of what safe practices are. We have Alive at 25, which is specifically for younger drivers, inexperienced drivers. Good for that insurance discount, but it just helps those kids understand the risks of being in a car.
Register for a defensive driving course today. Go to www.ndsc.org to find a course near you. That's ndsc.org.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennon. And Ed Schaefer's in for me tomorrow, by the way. I got a travel day. And then, of course, don't forget, we'll have inaugural coverage later this week. So a lot going on. Appreciate Ed doing that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. You're going to sleep better, just like I do. And when I hit the road, I bring it along. It's that good. I mean, I don't leave home without it. And I encourage you to get this pillow and not just say, well, I should do this. I've been thinking about doing it, but actually do it because trust me. This is one of those products where you say, I would talk about this till I'm blue in the face. That's how much I love it. The 4-pack special, will not last forever. It's a great deal. It's $99.98. Two premium pillows, two go anywhere pillows, a savings of $179 when you go to mypillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. All right, so let's finish our conversation and then tell you about another wonderful charity for you to consider, the Ronald McDonald houses in Bismarck for Giving Hearts Day, the most generous day of the year. Bob in Fergus Falls. So, sorry to cut you off with the break. Go ahead and finish your thought, Bob.
Well, I've been listening to the program for a long time. It's called What's on Your Mind? And I got to be thinking, it just seems so many commercials that it's a turn off for me. I know you got to pay bills and all that. But I just got to be noticing how much actual time is spent for us to, you know, all of us to call in, give our thoughts. I wouldn't say that it's maybe 10 or 12 minutes of time in the 2 hour span between guests and everything else. I don't think we really get as much time as what the program stands for. Now that might seem like just a complaint, but I would actually like you to delve into that, to cut down the pie chart and tell us how much time is spent on commercials, how much time is spent on inspirational things, how much time is spent on actual caller voices, and how much time is spent on just complaining. And there's so much time. That last caller or last couple callers ago talked about, you know, the dialogue about the Obama administration and all the stuff that goes on, you know, with the criticisms of Trump and all that. I think it's a lot of wasted time.
Well, Bob, though, this is the ironic part of this conversation here is that that's what's on their mind, and you don't like it, so now somehow it's substandard. I mean, that's where I think you've got to, you know, on one hand, you're saying, I want more time for people to say what's on their mind, but if I don't like it, I'm going to say there's not enough time for people to say what's on their mind. I mean, call, Bob. I think the thing is, I would argue, Todd, yeah, there's still real estate left in the day for people to call. We, you know, I don't need any guests. You know, we have guests on because people ask for things to be answered, and we have them on. We don't have to. So we kind of just trying to find the right balance there. What I think we will do, Bob, and maybe this would be a program for you to call back in, is I didn't get a chance to do this year, and it wasn't by design, but it just didn't happen, to talk about, you know, sort of New Year's resolutions, things we can do. We always appreciate that. So maybe we'll just take an entire program here in the coming days before we get too far into the new year where you get a chance just to let us know whatever you want. But I didn't like what that person said, but you need more time for people to say what's on their mind. I think you need a show, Bob, is what you need. Kathy Kaiser is the executive director of the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Bismarck, celebrating the 25th birthday of the Ronald McDonald House coming up in 2017. February 9th is the most generous day in North Dakota every year. This year it's February 9th. It's called Giving Hearts Day. And I want to learn a little bit more about the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Bismarck on the program today and remind you that you can give to this wonderful organization on Giving Hearts Day. Kathy, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Oh, I am just great. Thank you so much, Scott, for allowing us to be on your program.
Absolutely. And I'm going to ask you right now if we can start this conversation right now and continue just after the news break, if we can finish that, because I want to have enough time to give you a chance to tell us about your exciting anniversary year and also about Giving Hearts Day. So we're just going to have to do this in two parts because I wanted to give that caller a chance to finish his thought. Is that okay?
Well, that is just great.
What are you most proud of over the 25 years of the Bismarck Ronald McDonald House?
Well, the first on our list has to be the over 4,500 families that have stayed with us while they've had a little one in the hospital for one reason or another. It could be a premature birth or it could be an older child in a car accident. But you think of 4,500 families, you know, multiply that times at least three people in the family. That gets to be a lot of people that have called the Ronald McDonald House their home away from home and probably the most stressful and trying times of their lives.
You also have Ronald McDonald Care Mobile. What is that?
Well, we are really excited about this. It's our newest program, and we are just entering our sixth year. It is a state-of-the-art mobile dental clinic that visits communities throughout western North Dakota and provides oral health care to underserved children who otherwise would not have any access to be able to see a dentist. We treat about 1,000 children every year on the Caremobile. We visit communities that, as I say, have an access problems to oral health, but some of those can even be large cities like Bismarck, where for one reason or another the families, you know, are unable to get their child to the dentist, or they don't have dental insurance, or unable to get away from work to take their child, one reason or another. We're very careful. We only see children that do not have a regular dentist of their own.
More with Kathy coming up on What's on Your Mind.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables, and Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best-playing, best-built, only-in-America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative? Degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Thank you for listening to GCN.